Total spinal posture. The patient should be examined in a habitual relaxed posture, see Chapter 15, that he or she would usually adopt, with acute back pain, the patient presents with some degree of antalgic, painful, posturing, usually, a loss of lumbar lordosis is present, and there may be a lateral shift or scoliosis. This posturing is involuntary and often cannot be reduced because of the muscle spasm. 57, 58, the patient should be observed anteriorly, laterally, and posteriorly, figure 9 to 15. During the observation, the examiner should pay particular attention to whether the patient holds the pelvis in neutral naturally. If not, is he or she able to achieve the neutral pelvis position, normal lordotic curve with the anterior superior iliac spines, ASIS is being slightly lower than the posterior superior iliac spines, PSIS. Many people with back pain are unable to maintain a neutral pelvis position. Caption. Figure 9 to 15, views of the patient in the standing position, A, anterior view, B, posterior view, C, lateral view. End of caption. Image.